Hi, everybody. My name is Sharon, and I'm an addict. I don't like talking in that there, but first, I want to say thank you to the program committee of the convention for asking me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope on this topic. This is a challenge for me. I don't know if I'm going to really tell a newcomer how to deal with spiritual manipulation. It's something that's make you really think. So I'm going to ask y'all to help me. How many times have you said you're going to do something, you get caught up, and you say, God, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again, by show of hands? Okay. Okay. So, how many times have you had the opportunity to do it just one more time just to make sure that that was what you wanted to do, and you get caught up again? How many times have you gotten on your knees and say, God, just this last time, and I'm not going to ever do it again? Get up off your knees, and you realize that what you're doing is practicing a third step backwards. Because you keep having faith, Sharon, about doing something, and then when you get up and you get relief from it, you do it all over again. Spiritual manipulation for me is three steps. The third step, the seventh step, and the 11th step. I talk about the third step because, see, 1, 2, and 3, you got to wake up. It's the foundation. You got to have an understanding of what God is to you eternally. So by the time I got to the third step, I understood that if I did not have any faith, I was going to continue to practice insanity and ask God to get me out of it every time. I was always going to say, God, I know you work through people in my life, but can I just do it one more time? And of course, the loving, caring God I have, why not? Do it till you hit the bottom, that you desire to do something different. You got to make a decision to turn your will over to me. That was a tedious task for me because I come from a background of whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, how I wanted, I got it, no matter who I hurt. So my conscience in having faith was just so that I could get by. And after I got whatever I wanted, I say, thank you, God. And I move on. What I didn't understand was that as I moved on, I took me with me, and I took all the insanity that I said I wasn't going to practice, and I practiced anyway. So when I talk about spiritual manipulation in reference to the third step, I talk about hitting a bottom with some pain that I can feel, that when I get up off my knees or wherever I am, that I'm not just saying it just to hear myself say it. I'm saying it because I mean it. I'm feeling it inside because now I've had enough opportunities in my life to demonstrate that to have faith means that you don't go backwards. You continue on. So no longer do I need to get on my knees and say, God, help me get out of this. What I need to do is get on my knees and say, God, help me get through this. Because getting through it would allow me to feel what I need to feel so that I don't manipulate the spirit anymore and tell him to do what I want him to do, knowing that he got all calls. Now, I come from a religious background, and I understand that, but I know that where I am today is a spiritual background. And because we are brought up on spiritual principles, it's all about the level of consideration we have for ourselves and our fellow man. If you feel good about yourself, Sharon, you're not going to gossip about somebody else and then get on your knees tonight and say, God, I got to apologize for the way I acted earlier. Because you already know that it's not right, Sharon, for you to be manipulating the spirit. When you manipulate the spirit and make the spirit do what you want it to do, then you get short-term pleasure for long-term pain. How are you going to deal with it if you continue to do it over and over and over again, expecting different results? In relation to the seventh step, because now you're off your knees, you surrender, you're doing something different, you're time to grow up. And as you grow up, you take an identification of self. And what we call it is a fourth step in a self-assessment is what I call it. Because you get to go inside and ask yourself, why was it so important that you continue to manipulate to get what you want, however you want it, whenever you want it, and why you want it? Why was it so important to do that? And to harm people in the process. So then you get to see all these defects that you said you never had. I'm not arrogant. I'm not conceited. I'm not self-righteous. I'm not self-centered. I don't procrastinate. And the main one, I never manipulate. All there in front of you, Sharon, so that you can take a look at them. Why is it so important that you have to manipulate people to do what you want them to do because you think you're in charge? When you just got off your knees and said that God is. So when I talk about spiritual manipulation at the next level, because we're going up, talk about the seventh step. Because here is where I had to learn how to embrace the humility so that I would not manipulate the spirit who works through you to get me the help I need. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm manipulating you to get me what I want for short-term pleasure. And I'll have long-term pain. So when I get to the seventh step, I am this thoroughly whipped. Thoroughly whipped. Because now I cannot hide anymore. Matter of fact, I can't even manipulate you anymore because now I done gained a conscience. Because I know who I am. So to manipulate you with a smile means that I still have not learned to surrender. What I've learned how to do is put forth an effort to make you feel as bad as I'm feeling. And when I look at myself, I don't have the right to make you feel bad if I'm feeling bad. Because what I'm doing is manipulating you again. I'm bringing you to me so that you can buy into whatever I'm doing. And whatever I'm doing is probably insane. But I need some relief. So if I give it to you, and you my girl, you going, yeah. So once again, I'm manipulated. Spiritually, how have I been feeling now that I have to say I manipulated somebody else? Manipulation is all about self-gain to me. My benefit. What I want. When I want it. But when you do it spiritually, you bring other people involved. And if manipulation has no laced of positive reactions, then you got a negative response and negative consequences from somebody who was innocent, but they want to help you. So because they want to help you, Sharon, they're going to feed into what you're doing. Now you got to get back on your knees. God, grant me the serenity to accept that I don't know how to not manipulate somebody spiritually to do what I want them to do. The courage to understand that just because you want to do it with me, it's not right. I know it's not right. So let me keep my selfishness. Let me keep my procrastination. Let me keep my self-righteousness to myself. And the wisdom to know that I don't have to practice manipulation to get what I want. All I got to do is have faith and ask God to give it to me in his time and not mine. So now I'm upstairs on the 7th floor. I'm moving, y'all. Got just a little teeny bit of growth. Just a little teeny bit. And I understand that I'm willing to make a list of all the people that I harm. I'm equally willing to make amends to those people. I am taking a personal inventory so that I can promptly admit my wrong, because I don't want to manipulate anymore. If it's anything, I want to be embraced with the humility that I need so that I don't humiliate anybody else anymore. And that brings me to the 11th step. Sort through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with the God of my understanding. All about the spiritual principles. Faith, hope, gotta have it. Willingness, open-mindedness, serenity. I have to be at a place now where I'm finally getting some balance. Because now I don't want to manipulate the spirit anymore. I want to find the balance that God wants me to have so that I can be used as an instrument and show somebody how you can do it and you don't have to manipulate anybody to do it. All you got to do is ask. All you got to say is, will you help me? And either they're going to say yes, or they going to say no. My job is to accept the answer and be grateful for the response. Not to get upset when they say no, but to smile and say thank you. Because I'm not manipulating spiritually anymore. Thank you. Now, when I get on my knees at night, I want to give love rather than receive love. I want to understand you rather be understood by you. I want to give you joy rather than bring you pain. I want to show you how to have faith so that you don't have to be in despair. I want you to know that it's going to be dark a lot of nights, but joy comes in the morning. All you got to do is not manipulate the spirit. The 11th step is all about meditation for me. It's about me allowing myself to go through whatever it is that I need to go through and not complain about it, but accept that it's my turn and react positive to my turn. Now, I'm not perfect in that. I'm going to fall short. And what I like about it is when I fall short, I can accept that I fell short. Not justify why I fell short and tell somebody else it's their fault because I did. But fall short, get up, dust myself off, and say, let's do it again. On the 11th floor, there's the balance. There's the calmness. There's the inner peace. So no longer do you have to be so self-righteous to think that it's got to be your way. Because where's the unity? No longer do you have to say, I'm not doing it at all. Because then where is the service? The selfless service. We're not manipulating the spirit anymore on the 11th floor. What we're doing is accepting God's will in our life as he has it. And what we're doing, Sharon, is asking for guidance to carry it out. Now, when I first got this topic, got told that I was going to be doing this topic, I was like, okay, spiritual manipulation. It makes you think. You just can't come up here and run something off and be all profound. You can't be profound with spiritual manipulation because you get tongue twisted. You got to go inside and say, God, I'm ready. Because I don't want to manipulate anybody anymore. And see, I've been here almost 17 years. Almost. 21st of next week, I'll have 17. And I stand before you very, very grateful. Because I've learned how to not manipulate the spirit. I've learned how to give selfless without any conditions. Unconditional love is the opposite for me of spiritual manipulation. I hate. Because I get tongue twisted. So what I want to tell a newcomer, because I don't know how long I got. Oh, thank you. I just want to tell the newcomer that when you get up on the 11th floor, and don't worry about if you're not there yet. Don't even get caught up. I ain't there, so that means I keep doing what I'm doing. That does not mean that. That does not mean that. I don't want nobody to go out here and tell their sponsor that I told them if they ain't on the 11th floor, they don't need to be they don't need to be practicing spiritual principles. Not true. If you're not on the 11th step, you can always start by the third. Because you can always learn how to turn it over so that you can accept it the way it is right now. Because, see, when you get upstairs on the 11th floor, there's no such thing as not accepting it the way it is. There's no such thing. Whatever is dealt to you is dealt to you. Your responsibility is to react positive. Because if you react negative, Sharon, got some consequences that you're going to have to get on your knees. that might make you get up off your knees and manipulate somebody spiritually. So newcomers, if you're not on the 11th step, just pray and ask God for the understanding of being willing to accept it the way it is right now. Trust me, everybody get a turn to manipulate the spirit or practice spiritual principles. I want to apologize to anybody in here if I've harmed anybody, if I've said something to confuse you. Please get with your sponsor. Let her or him give you the guidance that you need. I am just a message, and thanks for letting me share.